Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 93 for this December the 20th, 2016. Ooh, my name is Thomas Towson. Joining me this week is the same guy as always, Mr. Daniel Knight.
Ooh.
Baby, I like your way.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Uh-huh, so we're back again this week. We're back again this week to do the same thing that we do every week, which is,
news.
Oh, it's news. We do news. What about it? I think there's something. There's one more. There's a buzzword in there. There's something we do
garbage
with
news.
News? Yes. We do garbage news.
And we tell garbage stories.
Slews.
About our garbage lives.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Is that?
Well, now we're getting a little.
Well, that was a tagline.
You know, we tell garbage news about our garbage lives or something to that effect.
Something like that. It's work in progress, really.
I like it. It's going to be the new big slogan on the website soon.
It's long.
Yeah. We're back again this week to do that, which is we found the weirdest news articles that we could for the week, and we're going to scream them into the microphones at you, and you are going to cry.
Yeah, or your money back.
Well, you ain't getting your money back either way.
I mean, you have to pay to get your money back, and you don't. So.
Yeah. You got, yes.
You get nothing.
Correct. Yeah.
And you will like it.
You're going to cry, but if you don't.
It doesn't matter, because.
We got your money anyway. Joker.
we don't have money.
No, we don't. This is free. So we're going to get to that shortly, but before we do. Dan, this is a pretty important national day.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Well, no.
Yeah.
But it's not, though.
Yep.
Okay.
White girls all around the globe are rejoicing in today's day. You may be thinking, oh, is it Pumpkin Spice Day? It is not. It's the second best.
Oh.
It's National Sangria Day.
Oh. Why sangrias on this day?
Just because. Sangria's got to have a day.
I feel like a sangria is, like, more. Like, you would drink it, like, when it's warmer.
Yeah, you would think, but you'd be wrong. Because today is.
I know nothing of sangrias, apparently.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah, I mean, it's tasty. I'll give you that. It's pretty tasty. It's just glorified alcohol juice, though, really. You put so much fruit in it.
You mean the wine is alcohol juice.
Yeah, that's true, but that tastes less like juice. When you're putting all the berries and fruits and stuff, it just tastes like alcohol juice.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Am I not right in this?
I don't know. I'm not a white girl.
So I guess enjoy yourself a nice cold glass of sangria on these, 20-degree days that we've been enjoying. At least in the northeastern area.
Yeah, enjoying is a strong word. I don't think I would use.
I've been enjoying it.
Okay. All right.
I've enjoyed nothing, actually. This has been pure pain. In fact, it was so cold yesterday. I pulled up my phone, as I do, to check the weather in the morning to see to what extent I should bundle up. Mm-hmm. And I see it's 4 degrees. 4 degrees. And it's a wind chill of negative 18. And I'm like, ooh, man, that's cold. Geez, and I bundled up, I got all prepared, and I'm like, oh, all right, I'm ready to face this day. It was the kind of cold where you breathe in and your body isn't ready for it, and I started choking on air. I started coughing. It, like, hurt my lungs, and I started coughing.
Yeah. We live in the Arctic.
Yeah, we are a monument to man's ignorance and arrogance. Life was not meant to exist here. Nowhere in the world should have temperatures that get into the 90s and also into the negatives. at different points in the year. It shouldn't, I feel like I left the South because it can get up to like 100 degrees sometimes if you're unlucky.
That's unpleasant.
Yeah, but the winters to trade off are like 30 degrees, 20 degrees at the coldest. Like, it's nothing. Come on, it's nothing. It's like 30 degrees, 40 degrees most of the time.
Yeah.
I left there to come here, and I expected, oh, it's going to be cold in the winter, so it'll trade off. It won't be so hot in the summer, right? No. Nah, man, it's like 90 degrees sometimes.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
You're not supposed to have both. There's got to be a balance.
And most people that live up here prefer the cold over the horrible...
Yeah.
Because it gets humid. It gets humid here. In
it does.
In this here New England.
Overall, I prefer the cold, though. I think I'm one of the... I don't know if a lot of people like cold, though. Maybe up here more so, but I think a lot of people complain about it, so who's to know?
I don't know.
Well, there we go. We just wasted 5 minutes talking about the weather. That's the longest small talk I've ever had. After you. Back to you, Jim.
Jim?
Oh, wait, he's still dead. He's still dead from that joke 3 episodes ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody should really get on cleaning that up.
Yeah, he's starting to stink. okay, so Dan, you have prepared a fine selection of articles for us this week, correct?
Yeah, all right.
They're not fine, or you haven't, or no, there's no selection?
There was very little that went into the fine portion of it.
Oh, okay.
It's just, what do you, you describe them as, stinky news clams?
Stinky news clams, yeah. You got any stinky news clams? Deep in there is a stinky news clam pearl every once in a while. You get just that little hidden gem.
Yeah. So what you got? Those news clams.
Oh, I can't wait.
I don't know about the pearls. We'll see. A would-be thief was sent packing last Wednesday when the store employees fought back. In San Bernardino, California, two employees working for a local sex shop came face-to-face with a gunman.
A gunman?
A gunman. The superhero gunman.
or the very on-the-nose, non-family-friendly Mega Man villain.
Gunman.
You know, they all have funny gimmicks, like, you know, like, ooh, Windman or Cutman. It's like, he just has a gun. He just has an actual gun.
And you know how, like, Mega Man's little energy ball moves at a relatively slower pace?
Gunman will kill you in the face
immediately. His bullet will just destroy you. So the man walked into Lotions and Lace at around 9:45, pointing a gun and demanding cash. One employee seemed sure that the gun was fake. Quote, "With the gun, he walked in. I just thought he was trying to be funny, to scare us," she said. But then I saw the gun, and it was like, really? I don't have time for this.
The age-old joke of armed robbery. Oh, what a goofster. I thought he was brandishing a gun as a joke.
I thought this was just a big, you know, a rollicking good time. She began yelling at the man, and he grabbed her. At which point, another employee began assailing him with thrown sex toys.
Nice.
He then gave up and left with nothing.
Oh.
Except maybe a few bruises in the shape of a phallus
of
or
a
two.
Mushroom. Yeah, a mushroom bruises.
quote, "I think he was a coward," said the store's other employee, coming in and trying to get over on two females and not realizing that they were pretty feisty.
I'm sorry. So sorry, I don't know why that was what made me laugh. This person that you're quoting here, they were there during it?
Yeah, this is the one that was throwing dildos at the guy.
So they're an integral part to this whole experience.
Right.
However, when they're credited, they're just, oh yeah, the other guy who works there.
It was another woman. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's embarrassed about working at Lotions and Lace.
Maybe. I just think that I thought that was really funny. Said the other person who works there.
I had a very funny story happen to me at a shop of the sexual nature.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, I think I've told you about this.
I still can't wait.
I was at I was filming a sketch, and with a buddy of mine, and we had this whole idea planned out where it was it would introduce us as, you know, it was basically like an introductory video, like these are funny things that we could do, and it would introduce us one at a time, and we thought it would be funny if we did it in a way where it was like we were passing a baton, except it wasn't a baton, it was a rubber phallus.
Oh, you jokesters. Kids these days.
So we went to the sex shop, And we're like, oh, yeah. Like, we had no idea. You have no idea how much a big rubber penis is.
Yeah.
And it's expensive.
It's very expensive.
It's so expensive. Yeah. So we're like, oh, we go in there. Oh, yeah. Thinking we're going to spend, like, I don't know, $20.
Yeah, no way.
The worst part was I get in there. The guy who is offering us assistance is my older sister's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very
that's pretty weird.
Who I was later told, I don't know if this was before or after working at the sex shop, but he also got a job at a Victoria's Secret because, and they weren't going to give him a job at first, but yeah. he basically said like that they were being sexist against men, and they gave it to him. But I'm like, this guy's just a genuine creep.
Yeah.
So he's trying to give us like legit, like rubber penis advice. I don't know.
Yeah, unwarranted, because you're looking for a prop.
Yeah, we're looking for a prop, but it's me and my friend, so it's two dudes walking
trying to buy
a rubber penis.
Yeah.
Not very good context.
Looking
there.
To give you a good time. He's ready to hook you up.
You want the one that's has...
Two ends?
Two ends, yeah. So we end up getting it, and it was crazy expensive. It was probably like $45, $50 or something.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is way too expensive for something you're planning on using once in a sketch.
So then you had to use it together. I mean, honestly, you weren't going
to
waste the money.
It only made sense. And we're walking out of the shop with it in a brown paper bag, like a nondescript brown paper bag.
Like you put a 40 in?
yeah, like one of those. I think it was in that. Or maybe it was just like one of those... it was probably... You know what? It wasn't a brown paper bag. It was one of those black... Nondescript plastic
bags.
Yeah,
I got you. Yep,
that doesn't have anything on it.
Yep. That you only put sketchy things. Or,
right, exactly. Yeah. And we're walking down the street, and my friend's grade school teacher runs into him on the street, who is holding this penis behind our back, like, hey, Mr. Blah, 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 how's it going? I haven't seen you since you were this high, and blah, blah, blah. It was so awkward. And then right after that, I guess we weren't that embarrassed because, like, right after that, we went to a drive-thru Taco Bell and it had a suction cup on the end. We stuck it to the dashboard and, like, just left it there. Like, didn't explain it or anything and just, like, drove up. And it's, like, wobbling a little bit as we brake. And then when we finally get our food, we're like, oh, thanks. Thanks for the food. And then my friend just slaps the penis and it just starts flopping violently and we peel out. And that was...
That's pretty good.
And that was our Tuesday.
That was pretty good. I haven't heard. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe I haven't heard the whole story. Maybe I have. I don't. It was good either way.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
That was my one and only experience at a sex shop.
Yeah, I like it.
It was good.
That's good. All right, let's move on. This is certainly not a new topic for us to have on this show, but we're gonna cover it yet again because it keeps on happening. People need to watch their cell phones.
Watch their cell phones?
Yes. They need to pay attention to them because they keep making the same mistake. Two Kentucky men were arrested on Saturday after they accidentally called 911, tipping off authorities to their alleged plan to rob a barbecue restaurant where the local police chief happened to be dining. How many wrong things can you have happen?
That's real wrong.
Yeah, Robert Bourne and David Grigsby were sitting in their car outside of Brothers Barbecue in Danville when the emergency function on one of their phones inadvertently connected with a 911 dispatcher. The dispatcher listened in to the call and heard the two men allegedly discussing places they might rob, including Brothers Barbecue. Authorities determined where the call originated and contacted Danville Police Chief Tony Gray, who, as it turns out, was enjoying a meal inside the mentioned restaurant at the time.
Wow.
What are the chances?
That's crazy.
Slim to none, I'm going to say. Slim.
Yeah.
Very slim.
Very slim.
Where were we? We were here. Quote, when we stepped out back to talk, the dispatcher was able to pinpoint the phone, and the call was coming from somewhere in the parking lot at Brothers. At that time, they located the two suspects sitting in the vehicle, Gray said. It seems that the men had been, they were drunk.
Hmm.
Maybe. while they were making their plans. Bourne and Grigsby were both charged with public intoxication. Grigsby was also charged with disorderly conduct and possession of an open alcohol container in a vehicle. I mean, at least they didn't get charged for robbery, right? Because it was just, they just planned it.
That's not a charge, though? Like,
premeditation or something like that? I guess they didn't, they were just sort of casually talking about it, so they weren't quite in the ready-to-go stage. Because they didn't arrest him for anything like that.
They didn't have firearms on him, I guess.
So. No, it's just for alcohols. You know how them's likes them alcohols.
Yep. What is that?
That's happy juice where you make all your good decisions.
That's Pappy's happy juice.
That sure is. Heck yeah, boy.
All right, then.
Cool. Let's move on.
So a dad awoke to his baby's crying one evening and found a bizarrely horrifying sight. After being awoken by the child's whimpers at around 2:30 a.m., he discovered the little girl was in the hands of a complete stranger.
Well, that's scary.
That's real horrifying.
That's like that's like actual horror movie stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like a mannequin mask on or something.
And they're just like petting it like a dog.
Oh, love it.
The man was later identified as Oren Aaron Cohen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right, Oren Aaron?
Oren Aaron Cohen, the 34-year-old, said he had been extremely drunk and could only remember playing with a midget in a dark room.
Like you do.
The description of the midget was matching the toddler.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, the midget was wearing a diaper.
Weird. Yeah, wow. Huh.
He did insist that with 100% certainty that nothing sexual had occurred. He simply was just hanging out with a midget. Apparently, after the father came into the room, he told the dad, quote, "I'm your friend," and tossed the child onto the couch. Like you do.
Yeah, you know.
You just tell, "Hey, I'm your friend."
And just throw a baby.
Throw a baby on the couch. Cohen was charged with second-degree burglary, aggravated assault, and kidnapping in relation to the alleged incident. Cohen says he had been drinking with a friend in the same apartment complex before the midget hangout sesh.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, really, who's at fault here? Maybe that baby should have looked less like a midget. I don't think you could say midget. Can you
that's
say?
That's true.
I think
he
you say
said
small
it.
People.
A little, a small, little person.
Sorry.
But that's what he said. I was quoting it, but then, I started.
Let's see. This really sounds like it might have been the baby's fault, though.
It really is.
Yeah.
You need to start acting more like a child and less like an adult.
Yeah.
A small adult.
A small adult, yes.
That's rule number one for
babies. Yeah. Well, you know, you got to teach them early.
You got to know your role.
Listen, let me tell you something. You are a baby, not a little person.
Not a
get it straight.
An adult. So yeah, I feel like this is something that like you would see in a comedy, in a movie. In a comedy,
you would
have hilarious repercussions.
There'd be a laugh track and everybody have a good time.
But this is like super weird.
Yeah, this is this is a correct soundtrack choice or incorrect away from becoming either funny, a comedy, or a horror movie.
Yeah,
if it's light, you know, like kind of thing going on, it's very funny. But if you got like strings and like, you know, like sharp stabs and stuff, you know, orchestral stabs, then it's a little spooky.
It's spooky.
Yeah.
It's spooky.
Well, here, I actually do have a really useful tip.
Yeah?
We try to summarize them sometimes, but usually we sort of come up dry. This one's real good. If you are a baby, okay, if you're listening to the show and you are a baby, try to be less like a little person and more like a baby. Otherwise, you're going to get kidnapped, right? I'm just doing this I'm saying this for your benefit, babies.
Babies.
Baby.
All right.
Okay. My last article. We've had that before, right? We've had someone pocket dialing. Well, we've had the next one I'm about to tell you about also happen, and people really got to stop doing this kind of stuff. Police in upstate New York broke into a parked car to rescue what looked like an unresponsive elderly woman who passerby feared had frozen to death.
Oh, goodness.
You gotta watch out for that. Nana, you know, Nana can't work the car door so well. Sometimes it gets a little cold and she freezes to death, okay?
She does.
She sometimes freezes to death.
Occasionally she'll freeze to death.
Yeah, so
you thaw her out, she's fine again.
It's like not leaving your pets in a hot car. Don't leave your nans in a cold car, all right? They'll freeze.
Don't leave your nans.
Yeah, your nanas. Not your bananas, your nanas.
Oh, okay.
Your nanas.
You don't want to leave bananas in a cold car either, though.
Yeah, well,
because then they'll get too actually, hard.
I think it's perfectly fine if you do that, because...
Don't you say it. Don't.
Although, I think the best place to put bananas is actually directly in the trash can, because bananas are a trash fruit. also, you don't like nog. You like bananas, and you don't like nog.
Yeah, well, eggnog's gross.
Eggnog is amazing. Eggnog. And bananas are gross.
Eggnog comes from the teat of a dead animal.
Yum. If that's what it has to be, I will suck it directly from the teat. All right?
Eggnog, a dead animal.
Eggnog is God's gift to mankind.
Oh.
And banana is a garbage fruit. Okay, anyway, where were we? Yeah, so... Yeah, New York police broke into a car because they thought there was a little old nana. Freezing in the car. But after smashing the window of the car, officers were relieved to find that the, quote, woman was actually just an extremely realistic life-sized mannequin.
Okay.
Like you do.
That happens.
Who's at fault here? The vehicle's owner later returned and revealed he is a sales manager for a medical training aid manufacturer, and that the oxygen mask wearing mannequin he'd strapped into the passenger seat is a CPR training device.
Oh.
Yeah, but like a really good one, like a top of the line full body. I saw a picture of this thing. It is uncanny valley up the wazoo. Honestly, it's the kind of thing you see at night when you close your eyes.
Okay. You see old women with oxygen masks?
Yeah, but just like unsettlingly not real, but also kind of real looking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know how it is when they have the gas mask on and they're coming for you, and then their nails, they extend from their hands and they tell you, ha ha ha, your cousin I like more, so you're not getting presents this year, and then they murder you. You know, like nanas do.
What the hell? What are you talking about?
Sorry, I blacked out there for a second. What happened?
I don't know.
Hudson Police Department Chief L. Edward Moore said that the vehicle's unidentified owner wasn't happy about the damage caused. That's not really a surprise.
Yeah.
They broke his window.
He was super psyched about it.
He came back and was like, whoa, radical, you broke my window.
Bought everyone ice cream.
Yeah. They had an ice cream jamboree, and everyone had a great time.
That's right.
He wasn't happy about the damage caused. Quote, it is my understanding that the owner was incredulous that we took action in this matter. Yeah, maybe you should have, done a little closer verification. Maybe, a little three-layer verification here. Mm-hmm. Moore said in a press release, he apparently was quite vocal and vulgar to my sergeant. No charges have been filed in connection with the case, but Moore said he had a message for anyone else thinking of keeping mannequins inside their vehicles overnight. Just in case. In case that very common occurrence of keeping mannequins in your car overnight happens. He goes on to be a total chode about the whole experience and says, quote, just to clear the record, all citizens of Hudson should be on notice that if you park your locked vehicle on the street on a sub-zero night with a life-sized realistic mannequin seated in it, we will break your window, and we will do it maliciously, and we hate you, and we hope you die, and if we find you near the car, we'll kill you and hide your body.
Inside the mannequin.
Whoa, that's a great place to hide a body. What if you kill someone, like, blend them into a mush, and then pump it into, like, a mannequin?
That's real weird.
I think I'm on a list somewhere now.
Have to be.
That's certainly happened many times. We've had so many articles about...
Yeah.
People breaking into things or, busting down the door because they think that someone's in trouble or dying or dead just because of life-like mannequins.
Or cardboard cutouts.
Or cardboard cutouts or sex dolls or... And you have a number of people-shaped things.
Having sex with pool mattresses.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that's not really
it's
related.
The squeak that I crave.
Well, then.
All right, you've got one more for us, and then I have one more for you.
Just for me.
Just for you. No one else. Everyone else, when it's my turn.
Shut it off.
Please turn off the show or close your ears.
All right.
We'll cover them. You can't close them.
Close them. You Yeah, you just flap. You put the flaps in.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And okay. Then you staple it together.
Oh, for safety. Okay.
For safety. A new addition to the KFC in Tokyo is turning a few heads. They call them finger naps, and they're supposed to allow for cleaner hands when consuming the fried chicken.
What are you talking about, like those little like alcohol wipes?
Not quite, no.
Okay.
Finger naps, they're weird.
Okay, I can't wait. I can't wait.
It's essentially, imagine your whole, you have, you put on a glove, like a latex glove.
Okay, I'm imagining, yes.
Now cut off all the other fingers except the thumb and the index finger.
Okay, so it's either going to be, I don't know, maybe some sort of proctology exam gone poorly.
Yeah, like I lost most of my glove inside you.
Ooh.
Guess I'm going to have to get it out with the other hand. So they say that the finger naps were created for customers who plan to eat and use smartphones and laptop, not eat smartphones and laptops.
Well, I mean, quite it's up to them, really. Who am I to judge?
Yeah, people eat weird stuff all the time. No, they plan to eat the chicken and then use their smartphones or laptops, and they don't want to get their devices greasy because, you know, washing your hands is a challenge these days.
It's rough. You know, honestly, I try to fit like a couple into my day, but usually I get zero hand washes just because I don't have the seconds it takes. The minutes,
when
really.
When I finish in the bathroom, I don't have time to stop and wash my hands. I got to run right out.
I just usually lick them clean.
Slap high fives. Yeah.
I just lick them clean, you know. It's good enough for a dog, good enough for me. All right, who am I to think I'm better?
Yeah, you're not. Than a dog. The finger naps will become widely available on December 15th at 222 KFC locations across Japan. I think there may be an aftermarket for these products, though, in the porn industry.
Yeah.
If anybody's looking to do, where there's two men and one lady.
Yep.
And, you know, they could probably double up on the protection there.
Oh, yeah. Finger protection? I got you.
Yeah, finger protection.
Okay.
Because they're feeding her chicken.
Yes.
In that opening scene.
Yes.
He's like, oh, I'm the colonel. He dresses up like
the the age-old dick in the bucket trick.
Bucket of chicken.
Oh, she's just really choking the chicken. Okay, we're done. We're done. We're ebbing into explicit tag here.
Yep. Okay.
Let's call it quits on that one. Let's move on to a little more lighthearted, bizarre story.
Okay.
Thief. All right. Have I got your attention? We rarely talk about thieves.
Yeah, I don't... So. What is that? What is a...
what is thief? Okay, so a thief managed to steal $7,000 worth of pigeons and tools from a Miami store on Friday, despite using a particularly cunning disguise. A bucket on their head. You know
what?
You know, the musician, Buckethead. His stage acts are getting real elaborate now.
Isn't the bucket that he wears on his head
a KFC bucket?
KFC bucket.
I think he at one point had to change it and make it just solid white because of some sort of, you know, legal dispute thing. And
Colonel was coming after
basically,
him.
Basically. I mean, I don't know if he's gone back to it now and had that resolved, but I know there's a brief period where it was solid white. But
he should have just done ads for KFC.
Yeah, he should have.
That would have been amazing.
Buckethead is a god. Anyway, they disguised themselves with a bucket on their head. The store, El Viejo Lazaro Botanica, was robbed a few hours after owners May and Nelson Hernandez closed up for the evening. Surveillance cameras recorded a person jumping over a fence and entering the locked business.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Reports.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Reports state that the thief, who was also wearing a trash bag...
Of course.
You want to complete the ensemble.
Like wearing a trash bag.
Yes,
not
wearing
like carrying
one. No, it. Wearing one. Wearing a trash bag with a bucket on their head, stealing pigeons. Wait, let me tell you how many. How many pigeons do you think?
How much money was it? Like $7,000?
$7,000 worth of pigeons and tools.
Oof.
How much is a pigeon worth?
They're a trash bird, so...
That's why I had the trash can.
Oh.
Or trash bag, rather.
He's luring them in.
Yeah.
With trash.
Well, I'll tell you how many. It's, they were wearing a trash bag and they grabbed about 40 racing pigeons. Like, yeah, I know you were going to ask. I knew you were going to ask about racing pigeons. Dan, come on. What is this? Come on, this is 2016, okay? We know all about racing pigeons, but we've had the international pigeon races.
We have?
Yeah. What are you talking about? It's one of our national sports.
When?
Dan, I'm playing a ruse here. People 20 years from now that hear this will be like, what, oh my God? Were there national pigeon races?
Yeah.
And the joke is that no one will listen to this show 20 years from now. So that was the joke.
That's the joke. You were building that with the pigeon stuff.
Yeah. So he grabbed about 40 racing pigeons.
Okay.
The pigeons that race.
Uh-huh.
Of course. Valued anywhere from $100 to $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Good smash and grab. Mike Tyson, he'd be proud or angry. I can't tell. He feels some emotion right now about pigeons.
About these pigeons?
I bet he's...
I'm so confused.
I bet he's real thick of all this.
Was he a racing pigeon enthusiast?
Maybe. I don't know. What do I look like? Mike Tyson is or is not a racing pigeon enthusiastologist?
I don't know what that looks like. What does that look like?
It looks like me, because I do actually have my doctorate.
You have a doctorate in that?
Well, I didn't go to 15 years of is or is not Mike Tyson a pigeon racing expert or enthusiast college for nothing, okay? I'm using my degree, finally.
Do you still have college loans you need to pay?
Oh,
because you might be able to get out of it. I have something to tell you.
Tell me more.
That school...
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Is 100%
real. You're right.
Yep.
I know it is because I've got the diploma right here on my wall.
In crayon.
Well, doesn't make it less authentic. Okay.
So it was signed.
It's just different.
It was signed by Mr. Tyson himself.
I wish. That was
magenta.
Sweet. Oh, man. Magenta's a good color. All right. So. Yeah, so we got way off track. Anyway, so we sold some pigeons worth anywhere from $100 to $1,000, as well as some tools. This is, oddly enough, the second bird robbery the store has suffered in the last 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, there's a big string of black market racing birds.
Apparently.
Yeah, Nelson Hernandez told the Herald, quote, "If this keeps happening, I'll be out of business," he said. He makes his living on racing birds, Dan.
Better get some guard bulls.
Ooh, that's topical. That's good. I like that. It's a callback to a few episodes ago. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
If you were interested, the previous robbery, there were 15 pigeons stolen.
Wow.
So he's lost a total of 55 pigeons to pigeon thieves.
Pilfered pigeons.
Oh, man, I like it. Poor People's Pilfered Pigeons. That is the name of this episode. Calling it right now. Okay, folks, on that delightful, delightful alliteration, I'm going to call it the end.
The end.
Does that sound reasonable to you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, good. Folks, before I get into the spiel that you have all come to fear and loathe, I am going to tell you that I imagine, I let them do their own thing, you know, it's their thing, but I imagine we should be seeing an Jason Hex soon.
I would imagine.
So I imagine we'll see one of those soon, but in the more near future, Dan, you have some news about your hoopla.
My hoopla, yeah, we have another episode of Vic Valentine coming very soon, so...
We're aiming for end of December.
Yeah.
That's the aim. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. That's the plan. Stan, Fran, the man. Okay, let me give you the spiel so that you can turn it off in the middle of it. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Bannerbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all of the places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com, where you can send us news articles if that strikes your fancy. And that's all for this week.
And remember... in some Catalan cultures, a nativity scene will feature a character called the Caganer, who is seen pooping near the manger.
Thanks for joining us. We're recording a mic check. That is what you are hearing at this exact juncture.
Shut up, Thomas.
Rude!
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.